Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca Imholz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca Imholz.
Welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholz, and I'm so glad that you're listening today. Last week, we talked with Bernadette Brogan of Cruise One about why you should use a travel agency like Cruise One to get the best deals and cruise experience. To listen to last week's show, go to letstalkboomers.com. Now, how about some upcoming events? And if you enjoy beer, baseball, and some time with your four-legged friend, then you need to check out Bark for Your Brew tomorrow, 2 p.m. at the Joe, the River Dog Stadium. This is a dog-friendly craft beer tasting event, again tomorrow, Sunday, June 7th, from 2 to 4 p.m. Sample over 30 craft beers before the River Dogs baseball game. Because it's Dog Day at the Joe, your furry friend can enjoy the game with you. So I think that's a lot of fun. Tickets are $25 in advance or $30 at the door, and the tickets include beer sampling and the game. Just visit RileyParkEvents.com or call 577-DOGS. Now, Spoleto ends this weekend, but you can still enjoy a great event, the Spoleto Festival Finale, tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. at Middleton Place. This year's final Spoleto event has picnicking, a beer garden, fireworks, and a performance by soul band St. Paul and the Broken Bones. The event begins tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Tickets start at $30 for adults and $15 for children. For more information, just call 579-3100 or visit SpoletoUSA.org. And if you're new to the East Cooper area, then check out the East Cooper Newcomers Club Monthly Coffee. The next one is this Tuesday, June the 9th at 10 a.m. And all this takes place at Planners Point Clubhouse in Mount Pleasant. Members, guests, new residents, and recent retirees are invited to attend and learn about the many club activities and all the local events. Again, the Women of the East Cooper Newcomers Monthly Coffee Club this Tuesday, 10 a.m., Planners Point Clubhouse in Mount Pleasant. And I'm sure you've heard of novelist Dorothea Benton Frank. Well, you can meet her in person and learn about her latest book, All the Single Ladies. This meet and greet is Wednesday, June the 10th at noon. It takes place at Stars Restaurant on King. This is a special luncheon with Dorothea Benton Frank, and she will sign copies of her new book, again titled All the Single Ladies. Tickets are $60, and they include the lunch, talk, and the book. Visit BicycleBlueBooks.com or call 722-2666. And do you remember Tom Cruise and a few Good Men? One of my favorite movies and Broadway plays. Well, now you can see it locally as the Fifth Wall Productions presents A Few Good Men by Aaron Sorkin. You're probably familiar or maybe with the story of two young men who are on trial for their lives after the accidental death of a fellow Marine. This local production is directed by Jason Olson, and the dates are June 12th, 13th, 19th, and 20th, all at 8 p.m. in the evening at the Threshold Theater on Society Street. Tickets start at $15. Visit fifthwallproductions.org, and that's the number 5, thwallproductions.org. And beginning the week of June 18th, there are free workshops at the College of Charleston entitled Rejuvenate Your Retirement by Let's Talk Boomer sponsor Rick Durkee and his team at the Coastal Financial Planning Group. To register, visit cfpgroup.biz. Part of this retirement planning process is estate planning. So if you have a will, do you have a healthcare power of attorney, do you have a living will? Is all this enough? And now that our children are older, is our current planning still what we need? What if our marital status has changed? I encourage you to check out the free educational seminars Kuhn & Kuhn Law Firm is offering next week in June. Each one has a featured presenter that will cover important estate planning topics, such as financial planning, resources available to help us age in place, what to look for in a senior care advisor, and why pre-planning your funeral is a gift to your loved one. You can visit kuhnandkuhn.com for all the seminars, or better yet, stay tuned to Let's Talk Boomers, as we'll be talking with Catherine Cockrell, an attorney with Kuhn & Kuhn. She'll be talking about what you need to know when estate planning, and she has an unbelievable great giveaway, so you must stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Boomers. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back. I'm so glad that you're listening today to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. As I mentioned before the break, we have with us today Catherine Cockrell. She's an attorney with Kuhn & Kuhn. She's going to be talking about what you need to know when estate planning. There's some great upcoming seminars next week that Kuhn & Kuhn is going to be sponsoring, and they are including some great featured presenters as well. So we're so glad to have Catherine with us today. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for being here. And joining Catherine this morning is also Jimmy McAllister. Jimmy is owner of Charleston Funerals and Cremation by James A. McAllister. I have Jimmy on this morning because Jimmy is also one of the featured presenters next week. Thank you for being here, Jimmy.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to start with you, Catherine. First, let's talk about what exactly is a will.
Okay, so a will is a legal document that will transfer your assets out of your name when you pass away to your named beneficiaries. Included in your will, you must name an executor, also referred to as a personal representative under South Carolina law, who is going to be in charge of running your probate administration. For a will to be valid, it has to be admitted to court and then certified as a true last will and testament.
So a will really is more than just a letter of instruction or something that I've written down. It needs to be drawn up by an attorney.
Yes, absolutely. If you draw something up on your own and you handwrite it and sign it, that is referred to as a holographic will.
Oh, and I've never heard that term before.
South Carolina does not recognize holographic wills. So it's very important that you follow the execution guidelines set forth in the probate code and see a competent attorney that can assist you in making sure your affairs are in order when you pass away.
Okay, so sort of continuing on with some of the terminology before we're really going to talk about estate planning today. So that's a will. Now, I've also heard something called a living will.
Yes, a living will is also referred to as the nutrition and hydration document. So the living will addresses tube feeding essentially in two very specific scenarios. The first one is if you're terminal and you're expected to die within a short period of time, and that's a hospice standard of 6 months or less, would you like tube feeding to be administered or not? And then the second scenario is if you are incapacitated and brain dead, essentially. Do you want to have the tube feeding administered or not?
I was with my father in Virginia last week, and his doctor asked, okay, do you have a living will? And my dad said, yeah, I don't know if it's still living or not. So he still has his sense of humor at the age of 85, but he does have a living will, and we took care of that together a few years ago, my father and I and my mother. So I know those are very important to have in place. Healthcare power of attorney, that's something else that I've done. Tell the listener out there what that is exactly and who needs that.
Well, any adult needs a healthcare power of attorney. The healthcare power of attorney does a bunch of different things. The first thing it does is name an agent to make medical care decisions for you when you become incapacitated. So your capacity can be short during a surgery if you are under anesthesia. And then it could also be towards the end of your life when you may have dementia or Alzheimer's. And you need to have an agent named in your place to make decisions for you, medical care decisions.
So what I'm hearing is that we need a will, we need to look at a living will, healthcare power of attorney. All of these things are good to have. And is this how we start our planning process?
Yes. And the fourth document that every adult needs is a durable power of attorney for property.
Okay.
So the durable power of attorney for property names an agent that will stand in your shoes and make financial decisions for you and administer your estate when you become incapacitated.
Okay. So that starts the planning process. Now, when do I begin all this?
Well, no time like the present. If you are an adult, you should have these four basic documents in place: the last will and testament, durable power of attorney for property, health care power of attorney, and living will.
Okay.
But most people are procrastinators. So
that's so surprising.
It is. It is very surprising. So we find that you are either a young parent or maybe you have acquired some assets and you start to think, well, if something happens to me, I want to make sure that my assets are distributed in accordance to my wishes and not those of what the state would have for you.
Okay, I'm not going to pick on my parents right now, so if they're listening, don't be upset with me. But they procrastinated because they did not want to hurt one of my siblings, well, my siblings' feelings. So that's probably not a good reason.
No, and it's just going to create more of a problem for your children if you don't have these plans in place. Because if you do not have a durable power of attorney for property and you become incapacitated, then your only recourse is to open a living probate at the probate court. And they're going to have a judge declare you incompetent and then tell your family who is in charge. And that's a costly proceeding. It's a lengthy proceeding. And it's very difficult for a family to go through that process.
So it's really causing more duress in the long run to the person's feelings you were perhaps trying to spare everybody. Everybody's going to be stressed then, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So we need to get that planning done. Can I just do my own planning? Can I go on the internet and do it?
Well, of course, the internet is an option. In the legal world, we refer to these documents as fast food documents. Because they are quick, they are easy, and they are cheap, but they are very bad for you. So we don't recommend that you risk your estate by planning on your own. It's much, much better to have a lawyer in charge and having them assist you in these legal documents.
And if you're tuning in just now, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz, and we're talking with Catherine Cockrell. She's an attorney with Kuhn & Kuhn Law Firm. We're talking about the importance of estate planning. We want to get our plans in place. They need to be in writing. And you just had a really good comment, which is you want to protect the assets that you've worked so hard to build up. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
We actually, listeners, I'm hoping that you heard me earlier this morning. I happen to be a guest on Money Matters with Rick Durkee, and Rick Durkee's with the Coastal Financial Planning Group. And we were talking about planning, particularly if you have someone in your life who has dementia, and the importance of doing that and to protect those assets as well. So it's really interesting today that you're on the show as well. I did not plan that. So I'm so glad to have you here, because planning is so important. And Jimmy, I want to turn to you now. We're talking about planning, we're talking about wills, but wouldn't you agree, Catherine, that the estate planning document's not the only thing that we need? We need to look at some other things as well, right?
Well, we strongly encourage our clients to also plan for their funerals as well.
And why is, Jimmy, I'm going to turn that over to you. Why is funeral planning so important?
Everyone will need one. Everyone will need to plan a funeral at some point in time in their lives. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off. Start it today.
And when we talk about going ahead and starting that planning process, what do we start doing?
The simplest thing to do is get a legal pad and write down what you want, but more importantly, write down what you don't want. And once you think you have a fairly good list, choose the funeral home that you'd like to serve you, make an appointment, and go sit down and talk with them. It's just that simple.
And you can learn more about this very important topic of funeral pre-planning and estate planning. Kuhn & Kuhn and Jimmy McAllister, Charleston Funerals and Cremation by James A. McAllister, is going to be at a joint seminar next Thursday, June the 11th at 10 a.m. at the Town & Country Inn on Savannah Highway. And that's a free seminar where you can listen to both of these experts and learn about both of these important topics. And Catherine, that leads me to you again. Next week, you don't have a feature presenter just on funeral pre-planning, do you? You are throughout the week partnering with different experts in other areas important to estate planning. Can you talk about that?
Yes, we are going to be having several guest speakers at our monthly seminars. If you'd like to have more information on these seminars, you can visit our website at www.kuhnandkuhn.com. That's K-U-H-N-A-N-D spelled out, K-U-H-N.com. So we are running seminars. You may have seen our advertisement in the newspaper, and we will start our seminars on Tuesday in Mount Pleasant, and our featured speaker will be...
On Tuesday, I'm looking at, this is a great ad, by the way, in the Post and Courier, and it's also on your website, and you start off Tuesday with financial planning, which really is sort of the cornerstone of estate planning, isn't it? Financial planning.
Yes, we'll have Franklin and Associates come and speak about financial planning, and in particular, long-term care insurance and other alternatives that you may want to have in place.
And I also see that in the week, you have someone from the National Aging in Place Council. They are a really great resource for helping us learn about resources so we can all stay in our homes longer. Isn't that right?
Yes. It's a national organization, and there's a local chapter in Charleston. And we're going to have a representative from the council come and speak on aging in place and all the available resources that are to you so that you can remain in your home.
And Kuhn and Kuhn, are you a member of the Charleston chapter?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And I believe, Jimmy, you are too, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. That's a great organization full of information. I've actually had a representative from there, Barbara Franklin, who's the chair on there on Let's Talk Boomers, and they have their wonderful resource. So this is just really very exciting, the fact that Kuhn and Kuhn is doing this next week. It's throughout the entire week. It's in Mount Pleasant, Charleston, and then you're up in the Somerville area with a senior care advisor, aren't you?
Yes, we will have Luke Daniels come and speak about senior care and what his company can offer you.
And senior care advisor is kind of a new term out there. Geriatric care planner is another term that I've heard that's particularly useful if you're listening out there and you realize that you need some help with your aging loved one, you don't know where to begin, you don't know the resources. A geriatric care planner can help you establish that plan and get that going. So I applaud you on that. That's wonderful. Okay, now we have our estate plan in place, and say we've had it for years. I have. I mentioned that to you earlier, that I've had everything set in place when my oldest was tiny, tiny born. Well, fast forward, I can't believe it. He's going to be 23 on Tuesday. Should I perhaps think about updating my plan, my will?
Yes, absolutely. We find most clients come in, the younger clients will have just had a child. So they start to think about, well, who's going to take care of this baby and who's going to be in charge if, God forbid, something happens to me? And then there seems to be a big drop off until the retirees come in. Having retired and start to think about, well, the end, the future and what needs to be in place. So the people that you named in your will when you were in your 20s or early 30s may not necessarily be the people you would like to be administering your estate at this point. They may be your aging parents who might not be capable of handling this at this time. They may be a good friend that may have passed away. It's time to revisit your plan. So a lot of people will start to think about having their children named as executor of their estate. And depending upon the child, the adult child, you may want to put some age restrictions on that. If they turn 30, they can be the personal representative. But while they're in their 20s, it might not be the best idea.
Very good. And we're going to help you listening out there get this very important process started. And Kuhn and Kuhn has offered a wonderful giveaway to the fifth caller. So listen up. It's a $25. This includes a $25 Target gift card. But here we go. It also includes a very heavily discounted will package. It's a will package, last will and testament, durable power of attorney for property, advanced healthcare directive, very important, and healthcare power of attorney. All of this, one for each spouse, for two folks. It's valued at $800, and they're going to let you have this for $50. So all you have to do is be the fifth caller to get this wonderful will package valued at over $800. plus a $25 Target gift card. And here's the number that you need to call. Fifth caller, 577-3700. Again, that number, 577-3700. Thank you so much for being here, Jimmy McAllister, talking about the importance of funeral pre-planning. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you. And Catherine, thank you as well.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Good luck with all the wonderful seminars next week. To learn more about these wonderful educational seminars in Coon and Coon, go to coonandcoon.com or call 577-3700. This is Let's Talk Boomers. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
I'm with Rick Durkee, the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, we've talked about retirement and investment planning, building up assets. But how do we protect these assets and what are some of the threats?
Well, Rebecca, certainly people should learn ways to bulletproof their assets from the threat of loss to lawsuits, business reversals, divorce, government regulators, with some powerful legal strategies that are used by America's most richest families. Now that, of course, you need to enlist the help of a legal advisor. And as we talk about on Money Matters on a regular basis, and you have had estate planning attorneys before, you certainly need to enlist the help of a financial professional and a legal counsel to avoid yourself and or to avoid those issues and bulletproof your assets.
Thanks, Rick. And you can listen to Rick right here, 94.3 WSE, every Saturday morning, beginning at 9 a.m. with Money Matters, followed by Retire Right at 9:30. And you can contact Rick and his team at the Coastal Financial Planning Group by visiting cfpgroup.biz or calling 735-5065. Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, adverse side effects? I know I've worried with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with the heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. And All Care is a great company to work for if you're a responsible caregiver looking for a rewarding and fulfilling career. There are employment opportunities right now. Call their employee hotline, 771-4271. Again, 771-4271. This has been another Let's Talk Boomers show. Let's Talk Boomers is presented by Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m. only on News Talk Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.